It's now time for Breaking Chains to Fill God's Prayer House, where prayer, praise, healing, and deliverance will take place. Join us every Tuesday as we praise the Lord and bring you the Word of God. Call in with your testimony and your prayer request at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Pastor Kennedy, will you please open the prayer line with prayer, please?
Yes, ma'am. Praise the Lord. Most gracious, everlasting, true and just God, we come to you this evening with a bowed down head and an humble heart, saying thank you, O Heavenly Father, for being God all by yourself, for it was none of us but all of you, and for that we say thank you, for letting us see another day, O God, a day that we will never see again, but every day is a day of thanksgiving, and we say thank you. Now I pray, O Heavenly Father, that those who are on the line tonight, O God, came with expectations, O Heavenly Father, expecting to be renewed, rejuvenated, and refueled, O God. For we know, O Heavenly Father, that we stand in the need of a blessing. We stand in the need of a healing. We stand in the need of a financial breakthrough. We stand in the need of unity, O God. We stand in the need of being closer to you. We stand in the need of love. But whatever it is, O Heavenly Father, whatever it is, we trust, O God, that you will make it right, because we know with you all things are possible. But without you, O God, we'd be like a ship without a sail, out on the sea with no direction. O Heavenly Father, I pray that as we continue this service on tonight, that you give Pastor Smith a word from on high that will allow it to penetrate and divide and multiply into every sound of my voice, O God. Radio waves, as well as those that are assembled here tonight, O God, that we are divided throughout the word of God and we all receive just what it is that we need from this word, O Heavenly Father. I pray, O God, that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart are acceptable in thy sight. For you, O God, are my strength. For you, O God, are my redeemer. These blessings we ask in Jesus' name. No other help I know but the mighty, miraculous, majestic name of Jesus that is the Christ. I do pray, and for his sake. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to our prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We have a prayer line service twice a week. You can call in and listen live on Tuesday or Wednesday night. The Tuesday night number is the number you're on this evening. That's 858-357-9137, and that begins at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Our Wednesday night number is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Every second and fourth Sunday, you can also listen live at 2:15 p.m. on the Wednesday night number. Special prayer requests can be emailed to fghprayer@yahoo.com or written to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. We also have a website that's fullgospelhouse.org. If the Tuesday night number has any interference, please call the Wednesday night number as a backup. Full Gospel House of Prayer Second Extension meets every second and fourth Sunday at 1:30 p.m. The location is 2800 West Rumble Road. That's R-U-M-B-L-E. That's in the city of Modesto, California, inside the multipurpose room. Our next dates for our in-person service are July 28th and August 11th. It's now time for our testimonies. Please keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less. And please remember, mute your phones when you're not speaking. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any testimonies, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, tonight, we thank you for your anointing to breathe on this word, for your word is a flaming sword tonight. Your word preserves us from evil. Father, this word is for kingdom workers tonight. Allow them to know you are their constant protection. You are their divine protection tonight. Oh, Father, I thank you for your word being a wall of fire around your people, that the spirit of fear will go tonight in Jesus' name, that the spirit of the word will be illuminated tonight, that everything that's invading their lives that's not of God, that the fire of God will consume by faith in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to Zechariah, the second chapter, verse 5, in Psalms 125, verse 2. That's Psalms 125, verse 2, and Zechariah 2 and 5. Those two books, when you get those two books, could you please say amen? That's Psalms 125, 2, and Zechariah 2 and 5.
Amen.
This is a word of encouragement for kingdom workers. There's so many things that's happened in this hour. You've been invaded with all kinds of spirits. You've been under attack. You've been under an assault. An adversary is coming against you, coming against your family, coming against your finance, coming against your body, coming against your mind. Tonight, God wants you to know he's concerned about everything that concerns you. And the word of God is surrounding you tonight. It's a flaming fire tonight. You're going to see by the word of God. And so God wants you to know you are under protection tonight, saints. You have no reason to fear the wrath of the enemy. I don't care what the enemy says. I don't care what the enemy is sending. The presence of God is over your life, preserving you. Because he sees you're doing kingdom work. He placed you in this earth for you to do a work for him, to point people to him. And the devil hates it. But that's why God's word is a sword tonight. A sword and a weapon against the enemy is a blade that cut down the enemy. And you're going to see by the word of God. We're going to begin at Zechariah 2 and 5, please.
For I saith the Lord will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and will be the glory in the midst of her.
This is what he wants you to see by his word tonight. The Lord has promised he will be a wall of fire. This is a promise from God. He will be a wall of fire around you tonight to protect you. And there in all of his glory, God wants you to know tonight there's a wall protecting you from the enemy. There's an enclosure. You're encircled tonight by the protection of God from the attacks and the invasion that Satan has sent up against you. And you know what fire is? Fire is dreadful. Fire is consuming. Fire is a spark that rouses and it eliminates, it terminates. And when that coal gets white, that's the hottest, thanks to God. And this is what God wants you to know tonight, that he's surrounding you tonight, that his spirit, it's like fire around you tonight. And it's a sword against the enemy. It's a flaming fire tonight. I'm just so concerned. I've just been in prayer. There's so many are going through so many attacks. And the Spirit of God has it's really dealt with me tonight to go into a shed-in and begin to pray. You know, prayer changes things. Prayer turns the enemy upside down. When you begin to intercede, against that enemy. I'm talking about Satan. He's the enemy. The spirit of the word, which is a sword, a weapon against the enemy, it cuts that enemy down. It stops the plans of Satan. Why? Because God is your protection tonight. He's a wall of fire. The enemy cannot come near the fire of God. And it's something that's trying to distract you tonight. But God wants you to know, I'm your protection. I'm your divine protection. There's so many people going through all types of invasions of Satan, all kind of things trying to consume you. But God wants you to know his fire is a consuming fire against the invader tonight. And he wants you to know I have you covered. I have your family covered. I have your body covered. I have your spirit covered. I have your mind covered tonight. I have your prosperity covered tonight. That means everything that's concerned you tonight. The fire of God is activated tonight by the word of God. The fire of God is aroused tonight by the word of God. It's a fierce power against your invaders tonight. So many people are getting invaded in all kinds of ways in their lives in this hour. But God wants you to know, my wall is enclosed around you to protect you from the enemy. And that's why we're going to intercede tonight, because there are people that need to stay what? Fired up about the things of God. They need to stay in a place where the fire of God is on their lives, where the spirit of word is working through them, where the breath of God is breathing through them. And so that's why we must, like that prayer she prayed, we must stay in unity. We must come together in love. We must pray one for another. We must hold one another up. We must pray for our brothers and our sisters. The Bible says the strong bears the infirmities of the weak. When you're strong and you're built up, and when you go through something, someone else is built up. And so we're joined together. We're linked together. We are a body, saints of God. And God wants the body to know that I'm a wall around you to know tonight. When there's schism come in, when there's all kind of confusion come in, it makes everything weak. But there are those who will not allow the enemy, will not allow confusion to come in to disturb them. They will not allow the enemy to come in to cause them to faint. They will not allow the enemy to come in to bring in disunity. They will not allow the enemy to come in to bring in confusion. There are those that are standing on God, on a wall, and the Spirit of God is telling you tonight, as Nehemiah said, I will not come down. Tonight, God wants you to know you will not come down, because the wall of fire by his spirit is around you. And there are so many people giving up tonight. I preached a word a few days ago about dropout. They're dropping out tonight. They're exiting. But tonight there are those that's going to contend. He said the Spirit of God, he said, will contend with those things that contend with you. That means I have your back. I have you protected. And you're not going to be a weakling tonight. You're not going to give in over something that the enemy is saying he's trying to do to you. He cannot come against the fire of God. He cannot cross the fire line. He cannot come against the flame of God. But there's so many weak saints in this hour. They're beginning to throw in the towel. They're beginning to drop out. They're beginning to disappear. I call them exit saints. They're exiting in a few minutes. Anything time something get tough for them, they're exiting in a few minutes. They'll make an excuse. They'll stop serving God. They'll go in their own direction. They'll begin to complain. They'll begin to find faults. But I come against that spirit by the word of God tonight. There are those that's standing, knowing that the wall have them enclosed. There are those that are standing, knowing that the presence of God have them protected, and they will not get in. They're going to go before the enemy. They're going to see the hand of God consume every enemy. And this is the night that the Spirit of God encouraged you tonight, that you're going to stay on fire, that you're not going to give up, that you're not going to throw in the towel, that you're not going to let these things that the enemy come to distract you. The spirit of distraction must come seven to the fire of God tonight. And a word to let you know that your enemy cannot come near the presence of God. Why? He's a flaming fire, saints of God. He said, I'm going to surround you. That means he have you enclosed. He's protecting you. There's a fence around you. He's your bodyguard tonight. He's close to you tonight. But a weak saint don't believe that. They'll begin to throw in the towel. They'll begin to get in a place where they mumble and they grumble. You know what happened in the word when they mumbled and they grumbled? They were consumed. God don't want you and I to be consumed tonight. He wants us to stay fired up tonight. He wants us to stay in a place where you know that you know that the fire God surrounds me tonight, and he's my bodyguard. And when the enemy tried to invade my territory, that the fire of God will be ignited tonight. It will be killed tonight. It will be illuminated tonight. It will be a candle against your enemy tonight. So many times we on a line that we're crossing over to a great manifestation, a great blessing. And then the enemy comes in to invade. That's the trick of the enemy. When a blessing is approaching you, getting ready to overtake you, the enemy comes in with his wrath to invade. He comes in to attack. He comes in to assault you. He's an adversary, saints of God. He comes in to bring what? Opposition. There's nothing good in him. But this is what the word of God wants you to know. When that spirit plans to assault you, when that spirit plans to attack you, when that spirit comes with opposition against you, the fire of God is around you to protect you. I've never seen people win battles when they give up. It's not time to draw back, saints of God. We're in perilous time. When you draw back, it affects your whole life. It affects your family. It affects your prosperity. It affects your body. What the enemy comes in, he knows when you draw back. He comes in and he assaults you as never before. He's an aggressor. He comes in and he began to work against your children. He began to get the attackers against your children. I was praying for a young person a couple of days ago. Parents called me. It was terrified. The son was just coming from work. Works two jobs. And it was false identity. They pulled him to the side, threw him on the ground because they thought he was someone that had just committed a crime. He said, I just came from work. They just harassed the young man, and the mother was crying because she was at work, and she received the call. But the Spirit of God began to pray through me that the Spirit of God will come against that confusion. That the Spirit, I'm telling you, they were assaulting this innocent person, saints of God. This innocent person was being assaulted, had not done anything, had just came from work. That's what the enemy does. He comes in to invade. He comes in to assault. And we just playing around like it's nothing. The devil is alive tonight. We are coming against that spirit that says, come in to invade your family. Come in to steal from you. Come in to steal your health. Come in to steal your prosperity. And the Spirit of God began to have me to pray. When they put the child driver license in, they seen that he was innocent. seen that they found out he had no warrants. They found out he had a clean record, going to school, working two jobs. But that could have been disaster, thanks to God. That's what I'm trying to encourage you tonight. The enemy comes to bring disaster. When you're in fear, when you give in and drop out and just go in a place where you're complaining, you're mumbling, you're grumbling, there's no unity, there's no strength, the enemy is waiting for that. He's waiting. He's an adversary. He's waiting to attack your family, attack your life, attack your finance, attack your body. He's ready to attack your mind. So many are having nervous breakdown. They call it bipolar, schizophrenia, whatever they call it, phobia. Attack you in your spirit. But God wants you to know tonight, his word is ablaze tonight. His word is activated tonight. And you must be in a place when that invader begin to form attacks against you. And the Spirit of God reveals it. Somebody got to be armed up. Someone have to be anchored. Someone have to be ablaze with God. Someone have to be fired up with God. Especially for young people in this hour. The young people are going through so much in this hour. Old people complaining, finding excuses how to get out of working for God, using all kinds of excuses, mumbling, grumbling. The church is beyond the walls of a building, saints of God. The pulpit is the world, and God wants you to know tonight that you're grumbling about some frame that can be consumed by natural fire. You're grumbling about some organization that can fall apart. You're grumbling about some man or woman can fall into sin. You need to get on fire for God. Why? Because he said, I'm your protection. I'm a wall of fire around you. And my presence will protect you. Psalm 125 and 2, please.
As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people, from henceforth, even forever.
This is said, as the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surround his people. The Lord surrounds you. No flesh and blood. The Lord surround you. Now and forever. The Lord surround you. No natural building can do this. No human flesh can do this. The Lord surrounds you. It's time to get in a place where you're anchored to the Lord. He began to speak to me the other night, brought tears to my eyes. He said, many people have forgotten they're in my debt. He paid a debt for you and I, saints of God, on the cross. We're in his debt. And we forget it many times. We get so caught up and think we're breathing through our own lungs. We're keeping our own self. We just can do what we want to do. We can just make our own decision. But every decision, there's an effect. We're in his debt, thanks to God. He paid the price. You're not your own. You belong to God. And God wants you and I to know tonight, don't allow flesh and blood. Don't allow organization. Don't allow the tradition of man to get you off course tonight. He wants you to know, I'm around you. I'm preserving you from evil tonight. You got to make up your mind, saints of God. You have to make up your mind who you're going to serve. I can encourage you, because when you're an overcomer, you understand what some things you overcome, you understand what people are going through. I was just ticked off with the church. I left the church for about five 5 years. I said, I don't want to be bothering so-called saints. I don't want to go to no church, and I'm not going to be a hypocrite because I'm sick and tired of these hypocrites. The Spirit of God began to say, look within your heart. It's within you, sister. It's within you, sister. Who do you think you are? I died on the cross. I was assaulted. I was nailed. They spit on me. They didn't believe who I was. Who do you think you are? It was something wrong in my heart. My heart was all twisted. My heart was just a mess. He said, you need to repent. You're not serving people. You're serving me. And you need my strength to build you up and give you tough skin. So to be just like oil on you is just a slip off. Saints, we got to get tough skin in this hour. Because people will make you lose your blessing. Organization will cause you to lose your blessing. Some building will cause you to lose your blessing. Because people are going to be people until they get regenerated. They're going to be just who they are till they get deliverance. And you and I can't deliver anyone. All we can do is pray and ask God for mercy and grace. But he saved you. God had to just put it in my face. He said, I'm Savior. Who do you think you are? Spirit of God broke me down. Sometimes we had to be broke down by the Holy Ghost. Human can't break you down, but the Holy Ghost can. Holy Ghost will deal with you and break you down. Broke me down. Placed me back into ministry. And I don't care what they say. I don't care what they do. I'm going to love them anyway. They can go. They can do whatever they please because they belong to God. People don't belong to you and I. They belong to God. And when you allow God to be God over his ministry, it's not your ministry, it's his ministry, saints of God. You just call to perform a work, and he anoints you to do it as long as you're obedient. It's his work. It's his ministry. You're just an instrument. When you allow him to use your body, mind, spirit, and soul. Spirit of God will cause you to be a flaming fire. The Spirit of God will breathe on you his anointing. And you say, you won't have no animosity about things around you. Your heart will be clean. That's what the word, that's what David said, create me a clean heart. Renew within me the right spirit. He will create in you and I a clean heart, and he will renew within us the right spirit. Why? Because people are going to be people until the Spirit of God draw them. You and I cannot draw anyone. And this is what this word is saying tonight. The word is a flaming sword to preserve you from evil. You can't get away from evil. It's everywhere. That was everywhere. In the pulpit, in the choir, in the church. He's everywhere. Can't get away from Satan. But the Lord said, I will preserve you from evil. He said, I will be a wall of fire around you to protect you from the adversary, from your attackers. He said, I will eliminate. That's what fire does. It eliminates, it removes, and it terminates. That's what fire is fierce. It destroyed a whole city up in paradise, not too far from where I live. I live not too far from there. It destroyed a whole city. And different one was calling me, did the fire get close to you? I said, no, I have protection around me. Fire God. What am I saying? God wants you to know tonight that he is our protection. He's our shield. He's our covering. He's your bodyguard, thanks of God. He is your bodyguard. That means can't nothing come close to the flame of God. Why? will destroy him. That's what fire does. That spark will remove them. That fire will terminate every attack. Fire will eliminate every attack. That means every invader, anything that's intruding in your life tonight, anything that's assaulting you, an aggressive spirit tonight, any bad person, anything that's bringing opposition tonight, anything that's trying to trespass you tonight, God wants you to know tonight that spirit cannot invade his wall. That's what a wall is, an enclosure. That spirit cannot invade the wall of God. Satan go by as a roaring lion. He is not, he's toothless. God wants you to know tonight. He has a flame around you. It's red hot, saints of God. It's fierce. It's kindling and it's illuminating. And that fire is so bright, Satan dare not come nigh your dwelling. Satan dare. He come to frustrate, but he dare not trespass you tonight. That wall is to keep the enemy back. And who is the wall of protection? God. He's the wall of protection. So it's a time tonight not to give in. Stay on fire for God. He have your back. He's surrounding you. He's protecting you. It's not time to give up. Your blessings at hand. Doors is opening. Things are changing for you by the power of God, because you're holding fast and you refuse to let go. You're not going to allow the enemy this night to give you a running spirit. You're going to stop running tonight by faith. You're going to stand still in the name of Jesus and see the salvation of the Lord. Because why? God said, I have your back. Anything that's trying to invade you, any enemy, anything that's causing opposition, that against the word of God and against what God is doing for you in this hour, he said, I'm a blaze just for you. I'm a flame just for you. I'm a wall just for you. I'm sizzling hot just for you, like white coal. I'm ignited just for you. Why? Because I'm a weapon. His word is a weapon, saints of God. It cut the devil down. It rips the devil. It's a powerhouse against Satan. It's dynamite. And all you have to do is stand. All you have to do is stand. And like that prayer was prayed, and just walk in love. He said, bless them that persecute you. And just bless, just bless, just bless. Just bless those that persecute you. The Bible says, bless and curse not. Just bless tonight. And when you do that, that wall is there. Because you're walking in love. Love works no ill against its neighbor. Love fulfills the law of God. Love heals, bless, renew. Love prospers. Love opens doors. Love fulfills the law of God. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight?
Pastor, this is Brother Ray.
Okay.
I actually got disconnected before the testimony. I just want to give a real quick testimony. We prayed for my sister on Sunday. Prayed for her arm. Prayed for God to touch her. He's working a miracle with her. He's touched her life. He's blessed her financially twice since Sunday. Once of an increase of a couple hundred dollars, and today she got an increase of $1,000.
Praise the Lord.
So prayers were answered.
Praise God, Brother Ray. Do anyone else have need of prayer tonight?
Yes, I do.
Pastor, I do.
Okay. What is your prayer request?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought somebody else was speaking. But so I'm applying at UC Davis. I've been applying there for 2 years, you know, and I'm starting school in Sacramento. Like, I want to be sure, like, I want to move. I want to get out of Stockton and move, but I want it to be God's will and not mine.
Okay, you want to pray about this job at UC Davis. Okay, sweetie. Do anyone
else
have
moving,
need,
too.
Okay? Oh, and moving. Okay. Do anyone else have need of prayer?
Yes, this is Sister Dolores.
Okay.
Hi. This is Sister Dolores. And the complex, the senior complex I live in, we just started a Bible study. So we're asking for prayer.
Okay. Is it at the senior complex? Okay. Is anyone else, do anyone else have need of prayer?
Pastor, this is Sherry.
I hear you. I'm waiting for your prayer request.
Hey. Pray, pray, son. I'm learning how to ride a bike.
Repeat. Could you repeat that? Could you repeat that, please? I can hear you.
Said this Sherry, I need prayer for my son. He's learning how to ride a bike. And for him to learn how to ride a bike.
Okay.
To be able to ride the bike. After he's done with, because he's going to a where they're helping him learn.
Okay. He have he's a special need or something.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Does anyone else have need of prayer?
Yes, Pastor. This is Felicia from Tracy, and I want prayer for my children, for my son and my daughter, for salvation, please.
Okay. Do anyone else have need of prayer? If there isn't any more prayer requests, we're going to go before the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help us in the time of need. Thanks to God. It is so important to be in unity, so, so greatly important. There's so many people that don't get prayers answered because they're not in unity, not following the vision, not in the same accord, having so many things that the enemy has put pebbles in their paths for them to stumble. We don't want to constantly stumble, thanks to God. There are so many people been saved for years, they're still stumbling over things 10 and 15 years. That's abuse. That's abomination. It's time to grow up and turn our eyes on Jesus as never before. Stop making excuses on why we choose not to serve God. And not to suffer for a little while. It's just a little while. Then he say what he says in his words in the book of Peter. I think it's 1 Peter 5. He said, if you suffer for a little while, a little while. People don't want to suffer for a split second. But it's a part of the cross. It's a part of salvation. He said he would do what? So strengthen and establish us. He would do all those things, thanks to God, only for a little while. So many people lose out because they're so selfish. They don't want to go through anything. Then they're going to put the blame on everybody but themselves. Can't blame nobody but us. Blame ourselves when we choose, make a decision to do what we want to do. We are the blame. Father, this night is the night that you want us to know your word is a flaming sword around us, preserving us from evil. The enemy is always plotting and planning, but you're giving us a word of encouragement tonight. That enemy is always plotting. He's not going to stop till Jesus return. He's always planning with opposition. He's always planning an attack against us. But your word said, you are a wall to keep the enemy out. Your spirit has us enclosed and encircled. We're fenced in and we're protected. Father, we're not wide open. That's what flesh is, wide open with no protection. When we're moved by the flesh and led by the flesh, we're waiting to be attacked. We're waiting to be consumed because there's no protection in the flesh. But your word says, your promises that you are a wall of fire around us, Zechariah 2 and 5, to protect us. Father, I thank you for kingdom workers being protected in this hour as never before. That enemy is a plotter. He sat down planning. He's setting up with a strategy to try to distract us. But tonight in Jesus' name, we lose the blood of Jesus to keep our eyes on you tonight. Spirit of distraction comes subject to the blood, the word, and the spirit, and the sword of the holy word of God. That sword tonight, that weapon against the evil one, his plots and his plans. He know once he gets us distracted and we begin to throw in the towel, he's waiting to invade our bodies, our families, our prosperity, anything that's good, he's ready to taint it up and cause it to become a mess. But tonight, in Jesus' name, you gave us a promise tonight, you're a wall of fire. Because you are a wall of fire, I thank you for strengthening the believers tonight, those that are kingdom workers, those that seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And you said everything shall be added. You said everything shall be added. And, Father, the wall is there. The fire is there. It's already added to protect them in Jesus' name from the invasion of Satan, from that intruder, from that one that desires to trespass, that enemy tonight, that adversary tonight. We thank you for the flame around us, that blazing flame to protect us, oh God. That flame that's illuminated by the Holy Ghost is white, is hot tonight, is killer tonight, is a light tonight in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, that your people has a wall around them. They're enclosed tonight. They have divine protection from the Holy Ghost. Your spirit, we that worship you must worship you in spirit and truth. And we worship you in spirit and truth tonight, refusing to let go, knowing that this wall is around us, knowing it's a promise, that your presence is with us. Your word says so, God. You say you will thrust out the enemy before us. That's in Deuteronomy 33:27. Your presence will give us rest. Father, I thank you tonight that the Spirit of God compasses us by as a shield. That means you are a wall tonight. And, Father, we have no need of fighting because you're fighting for us tonight. In Jesus' name, your words that you preserve our going out and our coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Psalm 121. Father, we're preserved tonight with a wall, with protection, with fire. I thank you for strengthening those who made up their mind. I will not turn back. I will not go back. I'm going forward. I will not throw in the towel. I'm steadfast, knowing that the wall of fire is around me. I'm going to receive everything that God has promised me in the land of the living. My life will not be on pause. It will not be in a place where it's in a regret state. It will not, hallelujah, be in a place where I'm just sitting back thinking, why did I do it? I will change because the Spirit of God enabled me to change. Have it come subject to the blood. Have it come subject to the word. In Jesus' name, I thank you tonight, God, for that constant protection around your people, that the enemy shall be thrust out, because, Father, your flame, your fire, going to be ablaze. It's aroused tonight. It shall terminate everything that Satan has sent out against your people. I send the word of God to Katie tonight. Katie, I send this word to you by faith in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God have you in preparation. I thank you for every door is open for you, Katie. I thank you for everything that's changed. I thank you for the Spirit of God going to give you a new leaf, a new jump, a new place, a new hallelujah encouragement, that the Spirit of God going to give you a jump start, Katie. I thank you tonight for the Spirit of God is turning things around for Katie, that things that was in a place of failing, that the Spirit of God will cause prosperity to move over everything that concerned Katie tonight, that the Spirit of God will give her a new beginning, that the Spirit of God will open doors suddenly for Katie. I send the word of God, the flaming sword of the word, to terminate everything that has been sent out against Katie in Jesus' name. I thank you tonight, Father, for this person that seeking you, acknowledging you. You said to acknowledge you in all our ways, you shall direct our path. They're acknowledging you before they move. they acknowledge you about the job. Father, I thank you tonight because they're acknowledging you. You say to acknowledge you in all our ways, and you shall direct our paths. God, I thank you tonight that she's not leaning to her own understanding. She's acknowledging you to direct her path. Father, direct her path. Open up doors so she can prosper. Open up doors so she can move safely. Open up doors so she can have a great job. In Jesus' name, come against anything, oh God, that will mislead her. According to your word, oh God, guide her tonight in Jesus' name. Be her constant guide tonight in the name of Jesus. Take a hold of her hand and guide her into those places. Give her instruction. Teach her where to go, where not to go. God, I thank you for guiding her because your eyes is on her tonight, that she will not have a mishap, that she will have this job. She will move safely. Every need will be met and every door will be open. And I decree it by faith in Jesus' name, you should establish it for her. I thank you, God, for this complex in a place of seeking you in prayer, seeking you, O God, with your word, that the Spirit of God will breathe on that complex. Let the spirit of unity and love be there. Oh, God, they work together. They be in unity so the Spirit of God can do some great things. And I thank you for it by faith in Jesus' name. I thank you tonight, Father, for this child with this special need, that the Spirit of God send the right person, God, not just know anybody. That person that's anointed to work with children with special need. The anointing is inside of them to work with special need. That the Spirit of God will equip them with the skills that you have already placed inside of them. That they will be provoked by God to teach this child how to ride this bike. That the Spirit of God will give them the spirit of tolerance. That they will have the spirit to endure until this child learn how perfectly without injuring themselves. Thank you, Father, for anointing this special person. The devil will not send in an imposter tonight. We send the word of God that the Spirit of God will delete the imposter. That person that's been skillfully trained by God, anointed by God to work with special needs, children, come forth tonight and be attached to this child in the name of Jesus. That the peace of God will be over this parent. That the Spirit of God has located that person before the foundation of the world for her child. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you. All parents want their children to be saved. You say to believe in Jesus, you and your house shall be delivered and saved. Father, I thank you for the salvation of this house in Jesus' name. The Spirit of God must draw this house into salvation. Father, I thank you for their salvation. I thank you, God, that you are the one that draw. John 6:44 is over these children. Put a hook in them in Jesus' name. Hook them, Father. Hook them, Father. Throw out the lifeline. Save them, Father. And I give you praise for it by faith in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you tonight that as you lead and guide into this time of fasting, praying for young people, praying for those that need protection, praying for those, oh God, as they go about, whatever they're doing, Father, on the jobs, traveling, in their home, whatever, Father, the spirit of protection be upon them. You place it in my heart, God, just that incident that young man went through, oh, Father. So many things are happening, God. They're causing the wrong person, oh, God, to be penalized. But, God, I thank you tonight. Somebody has to pray. Pray for protection over family. Pray for protection over the innocent. Pray for the Spirit of God to expose every hidden thing. Somebody must pray. We must not lay back and just relax. It's time to seek the Lord at a time we can find him. Father, I thank you for seekers tonight, for those that's praying for their neighbors, praying for their community, praying for the government, praying for the president, praying over household, praying over the house of God. Those that in sincere prayer, oh, Father, bless them tonight in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God, the sword of the Spirit, is a flaming sword over them tonight, that the spirit of dissension go in Jesus' name, the spirit of disunity go in Jesus' name, the spirit of gossip, the spirit of tear down. Go in Jesus' name, because somebody need a breakthrough. Somebody need to walk through a door. Someone need a healing. Someone need a deliverance. And Father, you said the prayers of the righteous avail as much. Father, I thank you that tonight you've given us a word of encouragement, that your word is a flaming sword. It's a blade to cut down, to rip up, to be a missile against every spirit that desires to invade us, to hinder us, to slow us down tonight. That the spirit of the word, that flaming fire of God, the walls of fire is around us to stop every opposition tonight. And Father, I thank you that that enemy that's planning an assault this night by faith, the fire of God can soon rip up the plans of the evil one. Be a dynamite against that invader tonight. Blow it up, Father. Be a missile. Be a powerhouse. That flaming fire, do it by faith. Your word said it, Father, that you will surround us, O Father, that you be a wall of fire. You promise us. You stand on your promise because you are God of promise. You are a covenant-keeping God. And we thank you for it by faith, that the strength of God is over your people tonight. And the fire of God have them enclosed in by a wall. And they are protected from the vile spirit of Satan. And I give you praise for it. I give you thanksgiving in the name of Jesus. Be blessed, saints of God. Stand on the word of God. This is what he said. This is a promise God made, that he will be a wall of fire around you. I don't care what it looks like. It's not going to work. Because the word of God said, I will consume that thing. He said, I will eliminate that thing. Whatever it may be. He said, I'm going to remove it with my fire. I'm going to burn it up. I'm going to cause it to come into a blaze. And what do fire does? Terminates. Thank God for termination of that thing, that invading spirit that's against you. Fire God is aroused tonight by his word. It's a flaming sword against your adversary. Stand on it. Believe it. By faith in Jesus' name. Be of good cheer tonight. God so love you. In the name of Jesus, be blessed.
Amen.
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 Amen. I've been at it for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now. Yeah. Yeah. I've been at it for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now. Yeah. 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 I've been at it for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now. Ain't no shackles on me down, no. Ain't no shackles on me now, no. And it ain't nobody pulling me down, no. Not even no devil pulling me down. Man, I worship a mountain mover. He done may be a valley walker. Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me. Ain't no shackles on me now, no. Ain't no shackles on me now. Wake up and I put my armor on. I do that by coming boldly before the throne. It's mandatory. My deepest is God alone. I feel the spirit. It's like fire in my bones. Don't get me wrong. I go to church a lot. But that ain't the reason for my relationship. But God is just, he brought me through a lot. When that come to priority, see on top. And I worship like I'm gone mad. Give it all like the last stand. Threw my past in a trash can. Ain't got nothing to hide like an hourglass. Keep it holy like I'm supposed to. Down for Jesus like a foe fool. God is good to me like soul food. And that's why I love him. I love him so. So I tell him ain't no shackles on me down, no. Ain't no shackles on me now, no. And it ain't nobody pulling me down, no. Not even no devil pulling me down. your hands up. Yeah, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Let the people see that you're free, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Yeah, go ahead, put your hands up. If you're really free, let me see, cause the people need to see that you're free, put your hands up. I'm radical, can't help that I'm teed up. Been a bounce bad like a re-up. And I'm going hard in the pain, and I represent the stain like a crib going seize up. Light of the world, people need us. Yeah, it's in the scripture, people need us. But the thing is, when they see us, they don't really see us. They looking at Jesus. And he said that if I be lifted up, he'll draw all men unto him. So I looked at my cross and now I'll pick it up. And I'ma follow him all the way to the end with a grin. Cause I know in the end that I win and I'm in. Cause he saved me from sin and he's seated on the right hand. I lifted up and he's living in me. Can't you tell that I'm free? Ain't no shackles holding me down, no.
No.
Ain't no shackles holding me now, no. Bring back to my memory what he done told me. Ain't no shackles holding me down, no. Ain't no shackles holding me now. Yeah, go. If you're free, put your hands up. Yeah, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Let the people see that you're free, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Yeah, go ahead, put your hands up. If you're really free, let me see. Cause the people need to see that you're free, put your hands up. Ain't no shackles holding me down, no.
No.
Ain't no shackles holding me now, no.
No.
And it ain't nobody holding me down, no.
No.
Not even no devil's holding me down. Man, I worship a mountain mover.
Oh.
He done made me a valley walker.
Oh.
Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me.
Oh.
Man, I worship a mountain mover. He done made me a valley walker. Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me. Ain't no shackles on him and down.
No, 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 no.
Ain't no shackles on him and down.
No,
no.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains with God's Prayer House on YAP Radio, where we give praise and worship to the Lord and bring the Word of God. You can call in your testimony and your prayer request at 858-357-9137 every Tuesday and catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAP Radio. That's Breaking Chains, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.